This is Indio Radio. You're listening to That MMA Show.
What is up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of That MMA Show here on Indio Radio. I am your host, as always, Jeremy Johnson, and what a day of mixed martial arts it is going to be today with UFC 181 going down. And then last night, it was RFA and Invicta 10. Let me tell you about Invicta 10. Invicta 10 was something fierce to watch, guys. And I will go in-depth into here in just a few minutes. But I am so stoked about what Invicta's got going on. This UFC Fight Pass and Invicta is the coolest thing ever. But we have got a whole bunch of show for you today. We have went out and we are talking to our buddy Rick Hahn today. He has now signed with Titan Fighting Championships after a great run in Bellator, you know, multiple tournament placed. He's been in the finals. He's won the tournament. So now he's been dropped from Bellator. We're going to talk a little bit about that. I want to ask him about that. And also, he has signed with Titan Fighting Championships and will be featured at Titan Fighting 32. And I am looking forward to that. That will be a whole lot of fun. But we're going to kind of talk about, you know, what he's been, what's going on, how he got into Titan, that kind of stuff. You know, all the good stuff that we do. And I kind of want to get his opinion on this new rule that has been issued by... It's been all over the mixed martial arts world, is that the International Judo Federation has said that any top-level judo athlete who is ranked in the international world can no longer compete in any type of grappling, mixed martial arts, or whatever, and still maintain their status with the International Judo Federation. Being a judo guy, I think that's absolutely asinine. But, Ronda Rousey's came out and talked about it, too, and, you know, had some really choice words to say about it. Now, it really only affects a few people, and I mean, it's like 30, I think, in the U.S. So we will ask that to Rick Hahn, but we really want to talk about all his stuff going on, how training camp's going, how it's going to be with Titan. I'm looking forward to it. Now, also today, we are talking to Shane Rice of Prime FS. Now, this one kind of caught me this week as I was looking through the MMA world on social media, and Prime FS is a new promotion that has started here in the Midwest in the St. Louis area. And so I wanted to kind of talk to somebody and see what it's like to start up a promotion. And so we're going to be talking to Shane Rice. He's going to have a fight coming up here in the St. Louis area at Center St. Louis in Afton, Missouri on December 13th. So that is next week. So looking forward to that. We will talk to him. We're going to talk to him next. So we will get them on and going. And you know what, guys? Let's just kick it off because we're about here to play some good music on Indio Radio. And, of course, we're always here to bring you the best in local, regional, national, and international fighting action. So follow us on Twitter at That MMA Show. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/That MMA Show. Head on over to our website, thatmmashow.com, and find us on Instagram at That MMA Show. All right, guys, let's do it. Coming up, Shane Rice from Prime FS. He's next right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on.
Get ready. You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Now, guys, I am talking with promoter Shane Rice from Prime FS. Now, they are a brand new promotion that's going down in the Midwest. They are looking to make a name for themselves. And so, Shane, how you doing?
I'm doing good this morning. How you doing?
I am doing awesome. So now, Shane, this is a heck of an undertaking that I found out some information about. You know, we've seen each other at different fights and things, and we've talked a couple of times, and I think this is a really cool idea that you've got coming up now. But for all of you who don't know anything about Prime FS or anything, tell everybody a little bit about yourself and how you got into mixed martial arts.
Actually, I started off as a journalist that kind of led into photography, that kind of led into fight photography. Working with Kane Royal over at the Academy of Courage, he got me into Fight Hard. The option came up to kind of put on our own promo with Prime, and before you knew it, I'm going from the camera to the promoting side of things.
Well, you gotta love that. I mean, that's a heck of a jump from the world of just photography into the promotions end of it, because there is a lot that goes into being a promoter in that. So talk a bit about what it's been like as a new promoter coming out of what you've had to go through to make this happen.
It's been a weird transition. You really never know what you don't know until you know it. you see all the lights, and as a fan, you know, it's just a great show. But as a promoter, you really get to see all the underlying of everything, what it takes in advertising and marketing, what it takes in promoting, what it takes into making sure that you have a solid team, which we have with, you know, Kane Royer and T.J. Moeller and our partners over at Center St. Louis. You know, I couldn't ask for a better group of guys that really know this business. So with them by my side, it's actually made this seemingly effortless. And I'm kind of toning it down there because there's a lot that goes into it. But, I mean, I couldn't ask for a better team.
Very nice. And this event is going to go down December 13th, and that is in Afton, Missouri at the Center St. Louis, and that is, again, in Afton, which is right outside of St. Louis. For all of my Midwestern listeners, you need to come out and check it out. So, now, Shane, let's talk a bit about what this is like now for you, putting together fight cards, because I've talked to Kane Royer out there at Fight Hard MMA and other events and things, and he's always talked about how it's kind of, it's a pain that people fall on and off the cards. Things change, and I mean, we have seen promotions who live and die by the fighters. Talk a bit about what it's been like to deal with all of the fighters and, you know, dealing with drop-offs and things like that.
You know, it's interesting that you bring up Kane. Probably the biggest thing that I've learned from him in this process is the difference between those that want to fight and those that want to be full-time fighters. You got guys that, you know, may have come up from hard times, and what they know is you know, with their hands or settling it like that. With MMA, it kind of brings back that old school feeling. You know, when we used to take Taekwondo at the YMCA, you know, there was that discipline, there was that integrity, there was a amount of dedication that went into it. And true MMA, and with the matches that Kane puts up and what we're trying to bring back, is that same integrity and that same dedication. So when we're putting together our fighters and we're putting together our fight card, we're looking for those fighters that just don't want a weekend brawl. They want to make a career out of this. They want to see the big show. You know, they want to go from Prime over to Fight Hard, with Kenny Nowling and the spectacular show that they put on, and eventually over to Shamrock and Bellator, and then hopefully, you know, the UFC. Those are the guys that we're looking for.
Excellent. All right, Shane, stick with me here, though, because we got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. We're talking Prime FS with Shane Rice, and we'll be right back right here on India Radio with That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. It's starting up. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is India Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and we are talking to Shane Rice about Prime FS. This event goes down, like I said, this December 13th at the Center St. Louis in Afton, Missouri. Tickets are still available. All right, now, Shane, let's get into this, though. Let's talk a bit about the fight card itself. What's going on? Tell us about some of the fighters. Talk about the main events. Give us all the info.
Right now, our main event is Aaron Harvey taking on Quentin Garrison. Aaron Harvey is a young strapping fighter who's really dedicated himself to this. He's had some wins, he's had some losses, but I mean, at the end of the day, he is a true full-time fighter. Quentin Garrison is another one that's going to be bringing it all to the table. You know, we've got Jonathan Graves taking on Jake Williard, Ace Anderson. Which anybody that saw the last Fight Hard show knows that this is a true up-and-comer fighter right here. Ace has been through his own struggles through life, a lot of downs, and now we're starting to see him on this up. When he took on Sean Boone in his last fight, it was literally a 26-second, I'm here to do this, and Sean was done. We're going to see him taking on Steve Williard. Which is actually kind of funny about this card is that we have all the Williard boys. We've got Jake Williard, Steve Williard, and Anthony Williard all sitting on our card. We're going to have some youth fights going on. We're going to have some K-1 fights going on. I mean, we're sitting in 11 fights right now with possibly adding some more before the week's out.
Very nice. Now, talk everybody through what they can expect. Now, everyone has been to, you know, we have a very broad listening audience. And they go from the weekend MMA fan who will go find the local yokel show at the Knights of Columbus Hall down to, they'll head out to UFCs and Bellators and come talk to us at those events. Now, for those people who have, you know, since Prime is new, tell them what they're going to expect at a Prime show.
They're going to expect exactly that, a show. Without the fans, we have nothing. You know, our fans are just as important as the card that we put together. So when we put these events in motion, we're putting it in line with what do these people want to see. They want to see fights. They want to see pretty girls. They want to be entertained. You know, we don't want to just see guys laying on the ground hugging for, you know, three rounds. And that's what we're bringing to the table, is a true show of what MMA is supposed to be in all its definition.
Very nice, very nice. So, all right, now, tell everyone how they can get tickets, where the event is located for all of our Midwestern people, because, you know, think of this as we got people outside of the St. Louis area, which is where we broadcast, folks, but we have them all over the country, and we have them all in the Midwest, and we've had guys who have driven from Kansas City, Tennessee, and everything for Shamrock shows and things that we bring on here. So tell us a little bit about where the event is, how they can get tickets, and all that.
The event's going down at Center St. Louis, which again is in Athens, Missouri. That's at 6727 Langley Avenue, 63123. Doors open at 5, fights start at 7. Parking is $10, but it's free shuttling, and they can either get tickets by visiting us on our Facebook site, which is Prime FS. They can call the center, which is 314-899-0609. Or they can, you know, also follow us on Twitter, at PrimeFSMMA. We will be giving away 2 free tickets, VIP tickets, where our lovely ring girls and our waitresses will be able to take care of them, get some pictures taken inside the ring, maybe also with some fighters.
Awesome.
You know, I couldn't say, you don't have enough time for me to say all the wonderful stuff we have in store for the show.
Well, I am loving it. So, all right, guys, that is Prime FS on Facebook. And again, what is your Twitter?
At PrimeFSMMA.
Awesome. Now, all right, guys, go get your tickets. Tell them what you want. Now, we are going to be giving away those 2 free VIP tickets on the show this week. All you have to do is go like PrimeFSMMA on Twitter. Let us know that you want those tickets with a hashtag ThatMMAShow. We'll check them out. If you're the first one to do it, you win. And we will get those tickets to you. We'll have them at will call for you. So, all right, guys. Shane, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us, Jeremy.
Okay, everybody, stick with us because we are going to be breaking down Invicta FC 10 and RFA right after this. Stick with us right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back because I'm crossing the lane. Start it up. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we are back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Now, guys, like we said in that last break, if you want to win those Prime FS tickets, go like them on Twitter at PrimeFSMMA and hashtag ThatMMAShow. I want to win those tickets, and we will get you. We'll get you there. So it's got to be quick, guys. Got to go do it now. So, all right, now we are looking at RFA 21, which went down last night in Costa Mesa, California, and aired on Access TV. It was a heck of a night of fights with some real stunners on this night. If you watched any of these fights, you will see a great fight with Zach Julsa, which was a worthy adversary against Mendy Baghdad. He took that on a late replacement for the lightweight belt, but Baghdad went crazy and knocked him with just a 4th round. It was a sad and amazing elbow, just crushed him, done and over with. RFA was, they are just moving up the ranks. Good fights. As I said, Baghdad taking the win there in the main event. And then Joe Murphy taking out Bruno Fazzato at round 1 by a TKO of punches. Man, it was just a beat and happen there. Now, I dig this one because my buddy Francisco Kiko France took out Mikey Gomez via an arm triangle choke at round one of a minute and 43 seconds. Now, if you do not know who Francisco Kiko France is, he is a very legit Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt, has fought in multiple organizations, World Series of Fighting, Shamrock FC, has just been around the world, American Top Team, has done a whole bunch of work, man. Great fight, and I definitely look to see him moving up the ranks in RFA now. Also last night, we have got to get into this because Invicta FC 10 went down, and these ladies deliver every fight that they do. I mean, since Invicta has now partnered with UFC and the Fight Pass, you can get these things. And back in the day, whenever I talked to Shannon Knapp about this, she was all about, you know, we want to take this to pay-per-view, internet-based, and they tried to do it themselves, and it just never really seemed to work. It always had issues. Well, now that they have, you know, teamed up with the UFC and they are kicking it on Fight Pass, this is the premier way to watch a fight for an organization like this. The women just did not fail. The best fights of the night, I definitely believe, were Roxanne Modafferi taking on Andrea K. Lee. Great split decision win for Roxanne Modafferi. I had it going to Roxanne on my cards, 29-28. The judges saw it basically the same way, 29-28 and 30-27. Roxanne is an Ultimate Fighter 18 vet who now has two consecutive wins under the Invicta banner and is looking like a mean fight machine coming back, and I am loving every bit of it. Now, the other great one tonight, I mean, there were so many guys, but the big one was bantamweight Tanya Evinger. She's just killing. And she is building momentum, securing her third straight win in the promotion with a second round submission over Cindy Dandios. And it was beautiful. I mean, Tanya Evinger did some amazing work, and I'm so looking forward to having her on the show soon to talk about it. Now, huge upset, guys, and I'm talking major spoiler alert if you have not seen it, but you know, I mean, come on, let's face it, y'all read the MMA world out there. So all right, and that is Herika Tiburcio tapped out fan favorite Michelle the Karate Hottie Watterson in the third round via guillotine choke. Now, this was a back and forth battle that saw Herika was really, I mean, taking this fight to Michelle Watterson. Michelle was really banged up, huge hematoma under her left eye. You could tell that she was having some real issues seeing, and it just proved to be too much for the Karate Hottie. She threw some of the great kicks that she does. She had some judo action, but I'm telling you guys, Herika, I have a hard time pronouncing her name. Herika has dropped down from the 115 class and now is just, I mean, she looks dominant this size. So I am looking to see big things out of her, and it will also be cool to see what happens to the Karate Hottie coming back. So guys, Invicta FC, if you have not seen one, it's worth Fight Pass just for that. So go check it out. Get yourself a Fight Pass membership and go check out the Invicta FC 10 replay. It is well worth it, and I am really sad that I was not in Houston for this fight. I have missed the last couple Invictas, and I am not happy about it. So the next Invicta, I am going to be there, and mark my word, Shannon Knapp, I am on my way. So all right, guys, with that, we are going to be talking to Titan Fighting Championships' Rick Hahn coming up next, and we are going to be breaking it all down, how the camp's going and everything, so stick with us right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Now, guys, I have on the phone one of my absolute favorite fighters. He has, in my opinion, probably the best knockout from a Sayanagi throw that's ever been done in the sport of MMA, and that is Rick Hahn. Rick, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
I appreciate you joining us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me again.
Now, for all of you out there who don't know Rick, Rick is just Olympic-level judo, has been around the world, competed everywhere in that sport, in the world of MMA, big-time in Bellator. But for those, Rick, who haven't heard of you or haven't seen some of the Bellator stuff, tell them a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, I've been in the Olympics since 2004. Four-time national champion, started MMA in 2008, and current record is 18-4.
Now, with that, you know, the last couple of losses came in Bellator against Douglas Lima and Dave Jansen, but you also have some very, very impressive wins in Bellator also that, you know, of course, like I said, my favorite was of course, the one against Levon Maynard, one of the best judo throws I've ever seen. Sayanagi beat him out in the end of it. But for those, you know, out there, talk about a little bit your time in Bellator, some of the things that you had done. I know that you'd won the tournaments a couple of times, just big stuff in that organization. So talk a bit about it.
Yeah, I my first go around in Bellator, I made the finals at welterweight in the tournament, losing to Jay Heron division, and I came back to lightweight. I won the lightweight tournament a couple years ago, and then last year I won the welterweight tournament. So had some good success. I went 10-4 with them, it was a great time when I was able to do some good wins.
So now, were you surprised whenever the call came and that the separation happened, or was that something you knew was coming?
It was kind of a surprise. You know, you're not really I wasn't expecting it, just, you know, because you got to consider one of my losses was. I was fighting up a weight class against Douglas Lima, you know, giving up a lot of size, giving up 20 pounds in fight time. As much as I did lose that by TKO, it was, I don't want to say you can't count it against me, but of course you can. But, you know, it was one of those things that I thought they might reconsider, you know, and I only had that, you know, that one loss against Jansen, which was, you know, it was a lackluster performance by me, of course, so. But I think ultimately they're kind of going in a different direction, and I don't really fit the mold or model that they're looking for, and I think, and they're kind of the new face that they're trying to promote.
Well, let me tell you something. I love watching you fight. I always have. Now, you have recently signed with Titan Fighting Championships. You're working out up there in TriStar. Tell us what the typical training camp is like for Rick Hahn.
For this training camp, because since I just signed with them and I was about 4 weeks out from my fight I was supposed to have in a couple weeks. So, it was a little shorter training camp than I normally have, but, you know, normally it's, you know, 6-7 days a week going at it a couple times a day and, you know, just working on everything to become more well-rounded and, you know, become a better fighter.
So what is it like to be up there at TriStar? You've got to, you know, the big names of the sport all over the place. Is it a tough grind every day?
Yeah, definitely. When I'm up there, for sure. I mean, I haven't been up there in a couple months. I was unable to go up there for this training camp, but normally up there, yeah, it's you know, there's all kinds of faces that are in the UFC. You know, there's, you know, maybe 15 guys that are up there training consistently there in the UFC. You know, a lot of lightweights, which is great for me. You're getting beat up all the time, and you're taking your lickings. But there is his family, and you know, it's all for your benefit. Getting better.
Good stuff. All right, Rick, stick with us because we have got to take a quick break. But we got more Rick Hahn, so he'll be right back with us right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. It's starting up, just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we're back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Follow us on Twitter at That MMA Show. And we are talking to Rick Hahn at Rick Hahn MMA. Now, we are talking all about the big training camp going on. So now, what was this training camp for? Where did you end up, and how did you train since this was a pretty short-notice fight? But the cool thing was, the minute that it was released to the media that you had been dropped from Bellator, that Titans CEO Jeff Aronson was out there looking for you. So what is the training camp like now to jump into this, that it's a little different, you know, you're at a different place? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, after my last fight with Jansen, I was back in the gym working out, training, trying to improve, so I didn't really take an extended break like I normally do, you know, a month or two off that I sometimes do. But, you know, I got right back into the training. I've been training, and then, you know, for the last seven, hitting them pretty hard. So, I'm feeling good. Still waiting on an opponent for, next fight, because it was, you know, short notice. I think they're kind of scrambling to find someone for me, but yeah, I'm ready to go.
And that fight will be December 19th at the Tongass Center in Lowell, Massachusetts. Now, this is pretty close to your home, right? You're up in that area?
Yeah, actually, I used to live in the next town over, you know, 5 minutes from the Tongass Arena up until this year. But yeah, even now, I'm only about 20 minutes away.
So what is it like now to be able to fight in front of the hometown crowd?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. You know, I have a lot of new fans, a lot of new friends, a lot of new people that have kind of seen me and over the development over the last couple of years with Bellator. You know, so I have a big fan base, a big following here locally, and, you know, they've always been asking me that I'm going to fight locally. You know, a lot of them can't probably make it, because most shows are obviously out of state. But, you know, so it'd be really cool to fight back where I started. And kind of,
awesome. So now let's talk a bit about here what it was like. How did the phone call happen from Titan? You know, what led up to the signing to Titan FC?
My manager is Lex McMahon, and he's obviously with Titan. So you know, kind of he was working on some things with me and kind of seeing where what would be the best fit, and you know, came down to it that Titan was the best fit. And, they had a They gave me a good offer, and, you know, I couldn't refuse it, and I think it was good timing.
Yeah, I definitely. And I tell you what, the Titan organization, I've been to many of their shows. They and I've had Jeff Aronson and Lex both on the show. They do great by their fighters. It's nice to see that them picking you up this quickly. So now, with that, though, what is the ultimate goal for Rick Hahn? Are we looking to get, you know, some fights in Titan and then look at possibly a championship in Titan?
Yeah, hopefully, you know, I would like to just get some wins put together first, you know, get back on the winning track and just go out there and do the best I can. You know, if that ultimately leads to a Titan championship, then, you know, that's awesome. You know, I'm definitely looking forward to that. But, you know, for now, just put some wins together and then kind of see what they want to do.
Awesome. Now, I got to ask this one. Do you still train judo?
I do a little bit. I've been teaching judo up here in New Hampshire a little bit, one day a week, and I'm actually getting ready to open up my own school. So, yeah, I don't get to train as much so as I'd like, but I'm definitely doing more of it now that I'm kind of incorporating more in my MMA game.
So then with that, and I'm asking this all the judo guys that I interview, what do you think of the new rule that the IJF came out with, that they are banning international-level athletes from competing in other grappling sports?
I think it's stupid. You know, I think they're really hurting the sport. You know, I think they're afraid that, you know, they're going to lose judo. You know, people going to judo, going to other sports, MMA or jiu-jitsu and whatnot. But I think it's the farthest thing from the truth. I think it's only going to bring more people to the sport of judo and see how great it is. So you know, I think they're really ultimately, I think they're hurting the growth of the sport. And you know, they're pretty narrow-minded with that decision, so I'm not a fan of it.
You sound just like everybody else, and I got to agree with you. So, all right, Rick, how can everybody find you on social media?
Yeah, I have an athlete page on Facebook. You also find me at Rick Hahn MMA on Twitter, Instagram, and I'm also on Score Sports. So, yeah, I'm checking out.
Awesome. Go follow him on Score. Everybody, that is the new sports-related social media. I love Score. We're on it also, so we will tweet all of that out. We'll put it out on Score also for everything for Rick Hahn. Rick, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me again. Appreciate it.
All right, everybody, stick with us because we are going to wrap it all up with our favorite segments, the week that was, our Twitter shout-outs, and, of course, our calendar of events, all coming up right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we're back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. And, man, this day is just flying. I mean, we're to the end already. And, you know, we haven't even really discussed that tonight is the UFC 181 card. And, I mean, it is going to be stacked. This is going to see Robbie Lawler taking on Johnny Big Rig Hendricks for the title. And it is... it's official, guys. I mean, they went in last night. Everything was great. No issues at all like they had the last time. Johnny Hendricks stepped on the scale at 170, while Robbie Lawler also stepped on at 170. And then also, we see for the lightweight title, it will be the champ, Anthony Showtime Pettis, taking on Gilbert El Nino Melendez. This is the battle of the coaches for Tough 20. Now, no Tough 20 girls on this card, but, you know, that'll come soon enough. And then, of course, Travis Brown taking on Brendan Schaub, Todd Duffy and Anthony Hamilton, and Tony Ferguson taking on Abel Trujillo, knocking off the pay-per-view main card, which goes down at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Then the prelim card, which is going to be on Fox Sports 1, you're going to see Uriah Faber taking on Francisco Rivera, Eddie Gordon and Josh Salmon, Corey Anderson taking on Justin Jones, and then the awesome girl fight, Ashley Evans-Smith taking on Rocky Pennington. Big action there. Prelim card going to go down on Fight Pass. Yet another reason why you need Fight Pass. Matt Hobart taking on Sergio Pettis. Man, what do you think Anthony thinks whenever, you know, his little brother's like on the card at the same time, man? How do you focus? And then, of course, it starts off the night with Clay Collard taking on Alex White, the Spartan, right here from St. Louis, Missouri. So good luck to Alex White in that fight also. Now, more this week. Of course, we always do our week that was, which is our one of our favorite segments where we bring you everything that has happened this week in the mixed martial arts world. And, you know, guys, there was some funny stuff. Dana White is set to discuss a UFC fight with CM Punk, who apparently is some wrestler, because I don't follow wrestling at all. But apparently they are supposed to meet at UFC 181, and this has been big talk that apparently this wrestler dude is going to come in and be another Brock Lesnar, although I don't think he's that big. So, but anyway, I don't care because it's wrestling and wrestling pisses me off. But anyway, all right, and then Dave Herman is out and Jack May will now meet John Madsen, who we interviewed last week for the heavyweight title at Titan FC 32. Dave Herman is out and he will step in with another UFC vet, Jack May, and John Madsen. Looking forward to that one. That will be a whole lot of fun. Always love the Titan guys. They make things happen, so good stuff there. Now, the other thing that I want to talk about is Brandon Vera took a big win at 1FC 23. You know, Brandon has been trying to work his way back, and he wins via soccer kicks. Okay, if you guys are new to the mixed martial arts world, basically a soccer kick is whenever the guy's on the ground, you kick his head like it's a freaking ball. And that is what Brandon Vera did in this fight to win it. Now, this is legal over in other areas, not in the United States, so there are no soccer kicks over here, guys. But it is violent to watch. If you can get it, go check it out. I think actually MMA Junkie has it, and I may put it on that MMAshow.com just so I can show you guys how nasty a soccer kick looks. And I will tell you guys, it is nasty to see. So go check out Brandon Vera, 1FC23. That is our international, as we always bring you the best in local, regional, national, and international fighting action. So that is going to do it for our week that was. And man, I'm just running out of time. You know, they're giving me that you need to really start wrapping up here sign and all that other kind of good stuff. So, but anyway, that's I'm still sitting here, so I'm going to do what I do. So, all right, guys, that is going to bring us to our Twitter shout-out of the day. And this week's Twitter shout-out is going to be to my Cutman friend, Craig Nasalo. Check him out, Cutman Craig. He is new to Twitter. Go check him out. He'll be fun. Follow him. He's funny. So, good stuff. All right, and that is going to do it for that. Now, give it to our calendar of events, which, of course, everything going down tonight. UFC 181, Hendricks versus Lawler 2. That will be awesome. Also tonight, Shamrock FC Unstoppable. It is their last card of the year. That is going to go down in St. Louis, Missouri. And you can check that out at River City Casino. I believe there are a few tickets left if you are in the area. And then 12-12, we have the Ultimate Fighter Season 20 Finale. That will go down in Las Vegas, Nevada on Fox Sports 1 and Fight Pass. And then 12-13, UFC on Fox 13, Dos Santos taking on Stipe Miocic. That's in Arizona. That'll be a fun one, man. And then also that night, we also have World Series of Fighting, Paul Harris taking on Fitch. Man, Rusamar Paul Harris, he's a mean, mean dude. That will be fun. And then, of course, on December 19th, we have Herman versus Madsen, which is no longer Herman. We just told you it's May versus Madsen. So check them out. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. There is a whole lot of fights going on. I personally cannot wait to do it all up, check it all out, and bring it to you right here on That MMA Show. Every week, we bring you the best in, as I said, local, regional, national, international. We try to cover it all. So, all right, guys, thank all my guests today. Brick Hahn, big thank you for always joining us. All the guys at Titan FC, they take care of us great. And, of course, to Shane Rice with Prime FS and their new promotion, I wish them the best of luck. So, You know what, guys? Follow us on Twitter, at That MMA Show. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/That MMA Show. Man, I got to get out of here. They are pushing me, so I will be at Shamrock FC tonight working the cut man thing. Check me out. If you're there, come up, say hi. Tell me you heard it on the show today, so got to love it. All right, guys, that is going to do it. And remember, as always, fight clean, fight hard, fight fair, and we'll see you next week right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Start it up, just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio. What they say.